Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. I'm going to welcome you again for a special episode, especially for a show that's all about you. Those of you that work hard, maybe you make great money, but you don't have the freedom. You don't have the time. You want to be with the loved ones that you cherish the most. You want to actually have a life and live a life of freedom, of joy, with those that you love, so you can actually work because you want to, not because you have to. That's the kind of freedom we teach here on the show, and I'm excited to have you join us today. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. You know, I've got some old blogs on there that sometimes I update, and I've got a great ebook on there as well, especially if you're looking to free up, you know, what my average client has seen, about $34,000 a year on average. So check it out. So today I want to talk about, you know, as this is Christmas time, and there's a lot of things with charity and giving and everything else, I really want to talk about this. You know, I've talked about, you know, what do you do with the money that you're given, right? Like, what do you do with this? But I want to talk about a concept that's really important, because when I teach this show really deep down is to help create self-reliance for you. Now, when I talk about self-reliance and the principles behind that, it doesn't mean that you're just all alone, right? It doesn't mean you're going to take care of yourself and to heck with everybody else. That's not what I mean at all. We're actually working together cooperatively, and it's required, because one of the key principles I teach is that exchange creates wealth. The more we can exchange with one another, the more wealth we create. This is why the stock market has been so crazy, because every time they talk about a stupid trade war, the market tanks, right? Because everybody knows in the markets that the more free exchange there is, the more wealth everybody can create. When exchange stops, that's when people become impoverished. And so we got to look for ways to create more exchange. Now, especially if you're in the U.S. or in a lot of the first world countries, of those of you that are listening, a lot of you are. We're a very blessed country. We're very blessed to be able to have the means to be able to provide for ourselves. You know, especially here in the United States, we make so much stinking money in comparison to so many other countries in the world. It's ridiculous. It's dumbfounding when we look at some countries and we say, how do you live on $100 a month or less? You know, how is that even possible? Hey, that's what they do. You know, there's ways to do it. But you know, we're freaking out about whether or not we get the latest Android or Apple iPhone, right? And things like that. And so charity, you know, this is something that, especially in the U.S., has been big, especially when it comes to, you know, giving to people in that are less fortunate than ourselves. And I love it. I love giving to charities, especially those charities that promote self-reliance. Like I actually donate 10% to my church, because my church is about teaching self-reliance principles to others, not just throwing money at them, because money doesn't solve problems. It'll never solve problems in your life, and it won't solve problems in anybody else's. Money has no power. It's what we're able to do with those resources and be able to get on our feet and take care of ourselves. And I'll tell you, there's a time around Christmas that I was on charity, so to speak. I was on welfare. And this is when I was at the point of teaching people how to become financially free. I had to stop teaching that because I was in the rat race myself. And I know what it's like to be the benefactor of those that sacrificed to give. And I'm very, very grateful for those people, because I don't know how I would have made it without that help. But at the same time, I wasn't trying to be there permanently to mooch off of a system. I was there to try to contribute. And I had contributed, and my plan was to contribute again. By the way, if you want to see one of the greatest evidences of self-reliance, I love the movie Cinderella Man and what he did. He even went back to pay back the welfare office. I will admit, I have not actually done that myself. But with the amount of taxes I pay, I probably have paid it back. So one way or the other, I've paid it back. And so it was kind of a cool concept to see that he wasn't trying to ask for handouts. He was trying to do everything he could to be self-reliant. And that's the key. When you're looking at donating money to other people or whatever it is, resources, we want to make sure we're promoting self-reliance first. Because, you know, a great movie, if you go on Netflix, at least it should be, still be there, a great movie to check out is called Poverty, Inc. Poverty, Inc. is talking about Africa, how Africa is actually a very thriving continent. There's a lot of countries there. I mean, they have all the resources they need on that continent. But one problem is that because we saw, you know, pictures of starving kids, especially in Ethiopia. I remember growing up in the 80s. That was a big thing, right? And so what happens is that everybody starts throwing their money at it. And what happened is that now we've created an issue. Because we've thrown so much money and resources, they've got landfills full of crap that we've sent them. And many of us don't realize that our donations actually go to waste. And, you know, and it's fascinating because, you know, they talked about the Christmas song, right? It was like, feed the world, you know, like that kind of song, right? I don't even actually remember that. What is it called? It's Christmas Time. I can't remember now, but that song nauseates me a little bit, just because of that song was to try to help feed people in Africa, but people in Africa were doing just fine. But when free stuff starts being sent in, like free, you know, food supplies, those farmers went bankrupt. They couldn't compete with free. So those farmers that used to sell their own goods couldn't compete. And the next thing you know, they're out of business. And what did you do? You created a self-fulfilling prophecy where now that those countries actually do need food because now the farmers aren't raising crops anymore. They had to go do other work to sustain themselves. And so I want to share a great example of charity and self-reliance the way it should be. You know, my wife just this last week, she said, "Hey, Chris, just wanted to let you know, I just used my own money. Don't worry." So I didn't ask you for permission. I just went and did it, but I used my own money. But I went and donated $600 to buy a cow for a family in Africa. And I was like, well, that's pretty cool. $600 for a cow. And she's like, "Yeah, do you realize that the cows they have over there don't produce nearly as much milk as the cows like in the Western world?" And I found out actually that our cows, which are considered to be exotic cows, right? Our cows actually produce about 50, you know, at least, I mean, 5 times more milk, sometimes in the case of 15 times more milk than the cows they have over there. And so she went ahead and did that. And we got tagged in a post recently from a friend of ours, Ann Webb, who actually was one of my first interviews I've done on this show where we talked about ideal life vision. Well, she has global life vision where she teaches, you know, people in African countries how to become free in other countries as well. And I was kind of going through the site, you know, looking at some of the stuff because we got to see the pictures of the family. They got the cow. They're super excited. Well, I was looking at her site of the story of her cow that she first donated, her and her husband donated back in 2008. So 10 years ago, the name of this cow was called Webbo. Since her last name is Webb, the African family decided to name it Webbo in honor of her. And here's what's fascinating about this story. So, and actually it wasn't just her and her husband, but her parents and her decided to donate $600 to buy a cow for this poverty-stricken family out in Africa. Little did they know how much that cow would actually produce for them. And so, so this family, so Nefa and her husband, you know, they were really having a hard time trying to provide for their 7 children. You know, so they had 3 sons and 4 daughters, but their lives were able to change pretty quickly when they got their own little Christmas, when they got that cow. Now, here's what the cow did. So they can name the cow Webbo. Like I said, it was part of the exotic breed and actually produced 15 times more milk. So it not only provided enough milk for their own nutrition, their own family, but they were able to sell the extra milk for cash. Now this family started to use this to help dig them out of their poverty cycle, right? Now just think about this, just about that right there. Enough milk to help feed themselves. I mean, obviously you can't live on milk, right? But still enough to provide for yourself and have extra to sell. So now they actually have a resource to become self-reliant. But that's not all. And this is what I love. This is what true stewardship is. And this is what I'm trying to teach you guys from all kinds of things here. But this is big right here. Well, they took some of that extra cash that they made and they were able to buy chickens. They bought 5 chickens. And pretty soon these hens laid eggs and they hatched 50 chicks. So now they have 50 plus chickens running around, right? So now they started to grow their chicken population. They're now able to have more protein. They're able to have a little bit more diversity to their diet. And what do they do with all the extra eggs? They sell them. So they sold these extra eggs for more cash. So pretty soon the oldest daughter, Josephine, now she's able to go to secondary school. And in fact, now she's pretty much graduating high school, right? So now she's able to do something that 80% of girls in Kenya were never able to do. So now they're actually in like the top 20 percentile of the country, right? But then it doesn't stop there. Because guess what? They're a big old fat cow. You got to produce a lot of manure, which obviously the manure is able to be used in their gardens. So now they're able to raise maize, like maize corn. They're able to raise some peanuts as well as fruit trees. So now, because it helps in the fertility of the soil, they're able to grow more crops that now gives them fruits and vegetables for their diet. And guess what? They sell the rest for extra. Now, what are they doing? They're buying all the needs they need. The clothing, shoes, medicine, everything, education. Now all the kids can have education. All seven kids can have that. And guess what? The cash from now the sale of the milk, the chickens, the eggs, you know, the produce, and everything else. Now they started a commercial fish farmer. Now they're growing 600 tilapia in that fish farm, which now they sell to restaurants and local markets. Now, I hope you understand that what this has done is created massive freedom for this family. Now, one of the cool concepts that Anne had done is she said, hey, well, since we're giving you this gift of a cow, you also need to breed these cows so that the first two calves that you get, you also donate to other people locally, which I thought was so genius. It's like, great, now you have a cow, you're going to create two more cows, and you're going to donate them. So they did. They gave a cow to each two of these new families, right? So they got these heifer calves, and the same pay it forward principle was given for them, for those other families to do somebody else. Now, this family had Webbo the cow. Of course, they were able to breed. They got rid of their two. Well, guess what? Now they're having a third, and now they can start to create their own cattle ranch. So now they have a fish farm, a cattle ranch. They've got their own dairy cow. They've got crops. They've got chickens and eggs. They got everything. Not only to sustain themselves, but to actually prosper and make a great living, be able to give their kids education and an opportunity they never had before. All from one $600 cow. That's all it took. $600 cow. Now, I'll tell you, like, my wife and I recently, just in the last few years, we were donating $50 a month, $600 a year, to a charity that we won't mention the name, but we found out, watching the movie Poverty Inc., a lot of that money doesn't even make it to those children. So we're donating $50 a month for this girl to get her through school, one girl. What my wife just did here, she was able to donate $600 to buy a cow that went to this family. Actually, by the way, that family had nine children that we were able to help. That now we've got them on their path of self-reliance as well. In fact, that mom's practically a single mom. The husband's not really around much. And so it's a mom with her nine kids now have this cow. And that's all it takes. And that's now starting them on that path. Guys, that is the Christmas gift that keeps on giving. Is that it's not just about giving the cow, but also have the principles of self-reliance to be able to know what to do with it and have the resources and training and information or education to be able to do that. And then they can take the next step to what we experienced in the first world, which is, okay, now how do we actually prosper with all this? But I'll tell you, even if they don't learn a lot of the things that I teach from a creative standpoint, the fact that they're able to produce what they're doing generates and creates more. They're creating massive value in their community. They're creating opportunity for others. And by the way, the more prosperity and wealth that happens in the community and the more that that's being shared, the more that everybody prospers. It's not about taking from the rich and giving to the poor like so many dumb politicians think. It's actually about how do we get people to be self-reliant, how to help them get on their feet when they're down, just like I was at one point, how we help them get back on their feet so they can take care of themselves and be able to pay it forward. Man, I just tell you that to me, like when I look at some of the other stuff, I'm not saying that people that have charities aren't doing a great job because there's amazing charities out there. But I'm telling you, like, this right here is the best model I've seen for how to do charity. Because that's the kind of thing I like to see. That's something that's aligned with my own personal values of helping people prosper. And prosperity doesn't come from mooching off other people necessarily, right? Prosperity comes from being able to progress yourself, be able to leverage your abilities and everything that you have to be able to make your life better. By the way, just so you know, like I said, $600 to donate a cow. You can also donate goats. You can actually, the cost of a goat is $65, and their goal is actually to sell 20 goats. Last I heard, she had been doing this on Facebook, she had just gotten, I think, down to like only need 4 goats and 1 cow now. So they do this every December. But I will post the link in the show notes just so you guys, if you're, this is something that's calling to you, you say, man, I want to give back. And by the way, I just talked about how donating is one way to be able to increase your abundance, increase your peace of mind. This could be a great opportunity. I think this is wonderful. Like I said, I'm not a big promoter of charities and things like that, but this was one that touched me so much and hit me so hard at the core that I just had to promote this. So I will put this link in the show notes. If you guys want to donate, do so. I guarantee it's probably only going to be available for a few more days, and then you might have to wait till next year. I don't know. Maybe you can message her and do something else. But I just tell you that this is what self-reliance should be, is that if you want to help others, and this could be, you don't have to donate a goat or a cow or even a part of a cow. By the way, you can do partial donations. You don't have to do the full amount, right? You can donate whatever. But it doesn't have to be this. There could be somebody right in your own neighborhood. It could be a family member or a friend. Somebody maybe is down on their luck. I'll tell you, one of the coolest things for me was when a neighbor, and I just saw this show up in my memories, I think it was for 6 years ago, right after I launched Money Ripples. Like some of our neighbors, they knew that we were cinching up our budget because we had to tighten the belt because I went from making income to no income at that time. And actually I was still making some income, but I was reinvesting a lot of the money back in the business. And I remember a neighbor anonymously dropped a $100 gift card to Walmart in my mailbox. And I thought that was so cool. That was so nice. And I'll tell you, like, that kind of stuff is awesome. I'll tell you one, you know, in a neighborhood I lived in before, this is when I was going $1 million in debt, right? This is even before that experience. This was about 10 years ago myself. It was December 2008. So exactly 10 years ago, we started getting this note on our door. And this is when we lived in a very affluent neighborhood, by the way. And a lot of people didn't know what was going on, but we were in trouble. Like I was over $16,000 in the hole each month. I was trying to figure out ways to lessen that and earn income and provide for my young family. And we got on the doorstep this 12 days of Christmas, you know, and it went through like the first day of Christmas, partridge in a pear tree. I can't remember what the partridge was. I think it was actually like a candy partridge or something like that, like a chocolate thing. And then the second day was 2 turtle doves. And then we had something like that. And I remember, this 8th day of Christmas was really special because this one caused tears. It was eight maids of milking. We got 8 quarts of milk dropped off at our doorstep, which, by the way, at that point, we were actually short on food. It absolutely made us cry. What was awesome is that I remember, we saw footprints in the snow. They even went to the back window about the time that we opened it. And I remember I was crying, and I don't cry all that often. It takes a lot to touch me that much to see physical tears. And I kind of wonder if that family was really touched by that and even noticed what kind of impact that was making. So small, but it made a massive impact. And that's the kind of thing that stuck with me that made me want to pay it forward myself. And so that's the thing, is that as first and foremost, we have to have that attitude of self-reliance, all of us, everybody. We can't just expect handouts. We're not entitled to jack squat. But you know what? As those of us that are blessed, we are entitled to be able to look over and watch over our people, you know, and to be able to give whatever the best gift is. And sometimes the best gift is to give. Other times it's to give a lesson. You know, I've had people tell me, hey, I won't give you any more money. When I started getting entitled, they're like, nope, the best thing I can do is let you figure it out. There's times that makes sense. Or maybe it's times I say, hey, I'll help you create a solution to help yourself out of this. Whatever it might be, find ways to give this holiday season much deeper than just throwing a gift on the door, but something that really will matter and impact somebody's life. That's the challenge I have to you. Again, if you want to donate money towards cows or goats, I'll put the link in the show notes. Otherwise, go find your own Christmas miracle to create. Go do something that will create abundance in your life as well as the lives that you touch, and watch how we'll all prosper together. Guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week and a Christmas season as well. Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.